أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقالت اليهود يد الله مغلولة غلت أيديهم ولعنوا بما قالوا بل يداه مبسوطتان ينفق كيف يشاء وليزيدن كثيرا منهم ما أنزل إليك من ربك طغيانا وكفرا وَأَلْقَيْنَا بَيْنَهُمُ الْعَدَاوَةَ وَالْبَغْضَاءَ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ كُلَّمَا أَوْقَدُوا نَارًا لِلْحَرْبِ أَطْفَأَهَا اللَّهُ وَيَسْعَوْنَ فِي الْأَرْضِ فَسَادًا وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُفْسِدِينَ صَدَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَظِيمُ. We discuss ayah number 64 of Surah Al-Ma'idah. Before Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had come to Madina Tayyiba, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had favored the Yahud of Medina insofar as their sustenance was concerned, that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala had bestowed upon them an abundance. And then Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had come, and after the coming of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when the Yahud had become arrogant with Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, stubbornly denied him and all of that, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala held back some of the sustenance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would sustain them with. At this time, they began to say, and Allah ta'ala reveals and Allah ta'ala relates, وَقَالَتِ الْيَهُودِ يَدُ اللَّهِ مَغْلُولَ. The Yahud said that the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fettered. The hand of Allah ta'ala is chained, it is closed. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not giving. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has become miserly. And hence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responded, غُلَّتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ. Their hand has become closed. Their hand has been fettered. Now this is nothing unusual with regards to the blasphemy against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَقَدْ سَمِعَ اللَّهُ قَوْلَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ فَقِيرٌ وَنَحْنُ أَغْنِيَاءٌ. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would say, spend in the path of Allah ta'ala, then they would say that Allah ta'ala wa na'udhu billah has become impoverished. Allah ta'ala is in need. Wa nahnu aghniya, we are wealthy. This was the kind of blasphemy that they had against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One very important aspect to all of this is that when these verses were revealed, no Yahud came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and objected, and wa na'udhu billah said this is a lie. When these verses were revealed, they had known its revelation, they heard about it, but no one came to deny it, no one came to dispute it. Now here to say that the hand of Allah ta'ala is closed, we find in a hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying to Sahaba that from the time Allah ta'ala created creation, Allah Ta'ala had been sustaining the creation, and Allah Ta'ala continues to sustain the creation day and night in a way that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala shows His absolute generosity, and nothing is lost from the treasure, nothing is short from the treasure of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So all of this does not stand. This is blasphemy against Allah Ta'ala. These are allegations against Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says and responds, بَلْ يَدَاهُ مَبْسُوطَتَانِ. But the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is spread out. The hand of Allah ta'ala being spread out, Allah knows the best meaning of it, but the ulama have explained that Allah ta'ala continues to remain generous, and Allah ta'ala continues to give, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't cease and doesn't stop giving unless a servant from his side, he breaks the command of Allah Rabbul Izzat, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees fit otherwise. Yunfiqu kayfa yasha. Allah ta'ala spends as Allah ta'ala so desires. There is no one that can stop Allah Rabbul Izzat from the spending. If Allah ta'ala grants one person more, there is no one that can object to Allah Rabbul Izzat, and nobody can stop it. No one can influence Allah. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah spends however Allah ta'ala so desires. Coming back to them, Allah Rabbul Izzat speaks about them with regards to the revelation of Allah, the revelation of the Quran more particularly. ولا يزيدن كثيرا منهم ما انزل اليك من ربك طغيانا وكفرا. That whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whatever was revealed to you from your Rabb, it only increases many of them insofar as tughyan, arrogance, and kufra, disbelief is concerned. As the Quran is being revealed, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, their iman is getting refreshed, the quality of their iman is getting better, their amal are increasing, they are getting closer to Allah Rabbul Izzat. But these individuals, these Yahud, as the Quran Sharif is being revealed, the revelation of the Quran comes down, does good to one group, but as far as they are concerned, tughyanan wa kufra, it increases them in their arrogance, it increases them more in their disbelief, because of the absolute enmity for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Second, Allah Ta'ala says, وَأَلْقَيْنَا بَيْنَهُمُ الْعَدَاوَةَ وَالْبَغْضَاءَ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. The second difficulty that Allah had put upon them is Allah Ta'ala says, we had cast between them al-adawa, enmity, wal-baghda, hatred, ila yawmi al-qiyama, till the day of qiyama, between them. Between them means two groups, the Yahud and the Nasara. And both the Yahud and the Nasara were divided into different sects, and each one of them had a passionate hatred for the other. And each one of them continued to hate each other with such great passion that they would begin to fight with each other. And as far as the groupings were concerned, the tribal groupings were concerned, we found the same in Medina Munawwara between the Aws and the Khazraj, the Banu Qurayza and all the other clans. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had placed this adawa, this enmity, this hatred, and they continued fighting. How does it help us? They do not pay any attention to the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam because of their bitter enemy between themselves. But then of course, we have to look at the opposite also. That when they aligned and when they created their allied forces, then that was a great difficulty on the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that was because of the state of our deen, the state of our iman, as we see globally, throughout the world. Allah Ta'ala says, kullama awqadu nara, whenever they had kindled the fire of war lil harb, atfa'aha Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had extinguished this. Whenever they had this desire to fight Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then Allah Ta'ala created more and more enmity between them, that they carried on fighting between themselves. وَيَسْعَوْنَ فِي الْأَرْضِ فَسَادًا. And then they had spread fasad, corruption on the surface of the earth. وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. And Allah Ta'ala does not love the corruptors, those who create corruption on the surface of the earth. They may claim that they are the sons and the beloveds of Allah, but because of these qualities of theirs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala withdrew Allah ta'ala's love from them. May Allah ta'ala not make us amongst those that create fitna and fasad on the surface of the earth or between individuals, but Allah ta'ala always make us amongst those that create reconciliation between individuals. Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.